KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy here today with a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A passenger in a vehicle that crashed Thursday night off Interstate 29 southbound near Crescent suffered minor injuries and was being treated at a hospital in Council Bluffs. The Iowa State Patrol says 18-year-old Michaela Przybylski of Council Bluffs was transported by Crescent Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital. The accident happened about 5.5 miles north of Crescent at around 8:30 p.m. Authorities say a 1991 Chevy Caprice driven by 18-year-old Haley Jo Masoner of Council Bluffs was in the right lane of I-29 southbound when the car left the road and entered the west ditch where it slid backwards through a fence separating the ditch from a cornfield. Masoner was not hurt in the crash. Investigators in Iowa have identified a man killed Sunday during a single vehicle crash in Adair County. The victim was 51-year-old Douglas Jonathan Rector of Fair Oaks, Indiana. Rector died after the Chrysler minivan he was driving east on Highway 92 east of Greenfield veered off the road Sunday. The van entered the north ditch, exited the ditch, and became airborne and rolled as it came back into contact with the road. The sheriff's office said Rector, who apparently was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected and trapped underneath the van as it came to rest. That crash had been reported around 7:11 a.m. on Sunday. Police have interviewed two drivers who may have hit a man who was walking on the Interstate 480 bridge between Iowa and Nebraska. No arrests have been reported, and police haven't released any details about the drivers or what they told investigators. Authorities say the body of 29-year-old Brett Jensen of Council Bluffs was found early Wednesday morning in the westbound lane on the bridge span, which links Council Bluffs to Omaha. Police suspect he was the victim of a hit-and-run accident. Two brothers from Illinois were arrested Thursday afternoon on a trio of charges associated with threats allegedly made between students at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Bluffs police say 19-year-old Eric and 18-year-old Edric Maiman, both from Markham, Illinois, face charges that include felony carrying weapons on school grounds, harassment in the first degree, and criminal trespass. The brothers, both of whom are students at Iowa Western, were arrested following an investigation into an incident that was reported to have occurred just before 2 p.m. Thursday. Bluffs police were dispatched to the campus with regard to threats allegedly made by between the students. Officials say a group of small students had notified college staff that a gray Ford Escape with Illinois plates had just driven past them as they were walking on campus, and the occupants of the vehicle made threatening comments and gestures. Arriving officers located the gray Escape parked unoccupied near the rear of one of the dormitory buildings on campus. All of the exterior doors in the building were monitored by Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office deputies and Iowa State Patrol troopers who arrived to assist, while Council Bluffs police officers searched several rooms inside for the occupants of the vehicle. College officials placed the on-campus daycare building on a lockout status. The nearby College View Elementary School was notified and did the same as a precautionary measure. At around 3 p.m., officers located the Maiman brothers inside another student's room in the building. Eric Maiman was identified as the owner of the vehicle. Both Maimans had previously been notified by campus staff that they were banned from being inside this particular building due to a past incident. A further investigation led to a 12-gauge shotgun being recovered inside the vehicle. No one was injured during the incident, which was contained to the one dormitory building and the adjacent parking lot. A police standoff with an unidentified man in western Iowa Wednesday night ended in gunfire. Michael Earle reports.
The Crawford County Sheriff's Office received a welfare check request for a male subject residing at an apartment complex in Schleswig. Deputies arrived at the apartment at approximately 6:20 p.m. As they approached, a male subject pointed a long gun at the deputies and threatened to shoot if they did not back away. Deputies evacuated the other apartments for the safety of the residents. Following a 4.5-hour standoff, the man opened the door and pointed his gun at officers, firing one round. A Crawford County deputy returned fire, striking the man. The subject was transported by life flight to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Reporting from Denison, I'm Michael Earle.
A man who allegedly violated the terms of his probation issued following an OWI arrest was taken into custody Thursday afternoon in Red Oak. Police say 51-year-old Brett Allen Black of Red Oak was arrested at around 4:30 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $1,000. In the funeral announcements, Sally Nelson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Sally Nelson will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Vivian Lane, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Vivian Lane will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Tracy Pickrell Mavis, age 44, of Greenfield, died Monday in Creston. Funeral services for Tracy Mavis will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Luella Adams, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Luella Adams will be Monday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home's Chapel in Atlantic. Elva Joy Haas, age 97, of Missouri Valley and formerly of Griswold, died Monday at the Longview Home in Missouri Valley. Funeral services for Joy Haas will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Meta Hemphill, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Meta Hemphill will be Monday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gerald Brandel Harvey, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died last Friday at the Willow Assisted Living Facility in Stewart. Funeral services for Gerald Harvey will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home's Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Bill Casey, age 102, of Ida Grove and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Horn Memorial Hospital in Ida Grove. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Casey will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. And Max Pangburn, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of life services for Max Pangburn will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.